I move we adjourn.
Out of order.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the report from the chair, which I guess is me. This is my first meeting as the chair, so I really don't have a lot to report. I guess in the last few months, I have presented material about NCBBI in my local community to a support group for older individuals who are blind or losing their vision, or family members that are experiencing vision loss. And I also did a presentation at our local senior center. And that one was really, really good. I think I was supposed to speak for 30 minutes, and it ended up going for more than an hour. There were so many questions and people with, you know, lots of interest. So
your mellifluous voice.
Yeah. So I guess if any of the other commissioners have anything that they would like to add about things that you've done individually, not as a board.
I don't know that there's anything that I've done as a board member, but I wanted to bring attention to the fact that since one of our duties is to hire and rehire our executive director, that she got an award of 30-year award at the state offices for being part of the state agencies for 30 years, and I believe there was somebody else that got some award too, but I can't think who that was. But anyway, so I just wanted to be on the record that we've been able, you know, she worked for the rehabilitation center before it became the commission, and she was a big part of getting us to be a commission. And I just wanted to bring attention to the fact that we have been lucky enough to have her for 30 years, and I think that should be on the record.
Oops, thank you.
Sorry.
You're welcome.
Just one brief comment in talking about, this is Darryl Walla, for anybody that cares. Oh, just kidding. Darryl Walla, we talked about getting, you know, educating the public and different things and things we've done. And in my conversations with people, I'm still surprised at the number of people that don't know about the commission and probably should. And so I think we're doing a great job, and just need to keep getting the word out. And I guess I kind of more have a question than that this is something maybe we might consider doing. I don't know. Is there any way that the commission, well, you probably have tried, but getting into our larger public school districts to talk to blindness teachers and see if you can get on like an in-service program where you could talk about services of the commission and working with students. You know, some of the smaller districts have always been more open to that. And I just wondered if there's some way, because sometimes I think the vision teachers, as sometimes they're called, assume that we're all affiliated with one consumer organization or the other, and people still get commission mixed up with ACB, NFB, and I just wondered if there's any way, or maybe if it's already been done, where somebody from the commission has been able to talk to, like, Omaha, Lincoln.
Darryl. Uh-huh. That's actually on my list of questions in our next segment.
You must be reading your mind.
Yeah, that's it. We're on the same
wavelength. Okay, well.
But yeah, I do.
We'll get to it whenever you see fit. That's
okay. It is in my mind though, and
okay.
We can
okay.
Talk about that.
Good.
Also the commission board. We had a financial training earlier this month that Bill and Pearl did. That was highly informative. I don't know that I absorbed everything, but it was a lot of information in an attempt to better understand the financial aspects of the agency, to comply both with our job duties as listed on the website and also the auditor's recommendations. So we're working on that. And also I wanted to say to all the staff and the administration and Dr. Van Zandt that The board very much appreciates everything you do every day, and we get tons of emails and, you know, all the accomplishments and the milestones. And sometimes I sit down to write replies, and I'm not gifted with nice things to say. I sit down, and the only thing I can seem to think of to say is thank you, and that just doesn't seem adequate. But it is... It's truly heartfelt. I really do say thank you. The commission board, to say further thank you, had the idea to get a small gift. So we've got coffee mugs. There's one for each of the staff members. And they have the NCBVI logo on the front, nice. The Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, with the text underneath and the swirl, the logo that was recently adopted.
Yes.
So,
well, wonderful.
That one.
Thank you very much. It's white with black print on it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I have them here, so if the staff is here, if you want to pick yours up today, that would be great. And then I don't know. One per staff member.
Yeah. And just because we're the board, we each get one too, right?
Right.
Yes.
You saw my email. I want
one
too.
You are part of the team. Yeah. Well, thank you. That's very nice. And I'm sure since Nancy Plurl is here, she'll take hers for Omaha and Norfolk.
Oh, that would be great.
Fatosha's here. She can take hers for the center. And Kathy will make sure that the ones for the other offices all get out there. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And Jan, you can take your very own if you like. Thank you.
We can probably take to Kearney Monday.
You going Monday, okay.
Oh, that was
so
great.
That'll be great. Are you leaving early Monday?
Yes.
So talk to Kathy and just get
today,
today. Good, thank you.
Okay. That concludes my comprehensive report.
It was comprehensive.
Yeah, maybe I'll have more next time. I'll be here longer and know maybe more about what I'm doing. But okay, so hopefully we'll get back onto our schedule. Move right ahead to the executive director report.
All right, thank you. In the last quarter, the governor's employee recognition awards were held. The employee of the year was Dottie Wilmot. Supervisor of the year was Bob Deaton. So we're very proud of both of those individuals for their great work during the year. We've been busy using and reporting the federal stimulus dollars ERA. Actually, the reporting itself is quite a project. And then within the utilization, we've had projects, employment conferences, assistive technology, and other equipment for clients and staff, some for using and some to keep in our offices for demonstration or loan. We've had transition programs, wages, Winterfest, and so on. We're upgrading the shop equipment. We've purchased machines for vendors. eForce is our totally paperless data tracking system, and we've been adding to the features and usability of eForce. We're planning a conference for older blind persons in the spring. We've done some staff training at conferences. We're creating training media for clients to use and public service announcements. And that's all of these things are a real team effort. Line staff, supervisors, administrators of the business office, and consumers that are working with us on some of these things. So there's a lot going on. Social Security reimbursements of the past quarter, we've received three separate payments totaling just under $200,000. And incidentally, my written report will be with the minutes, and it gives a lot more detail. Statewide services and activities, the federal fiscal year ended September 31st. We served 535 Oak Rehab clients in all statuses. 48 were closed, having achieved their employment goals, and 59 were closed without achieving that goal. Do you want more details about who all the, not who, but I'll just, 31 refused services, 9 transferred to another agency, 5 failed to cooperate. Incidentally, the wording here is from the Rehab Act. You know, there's a category that we have to put people in. 4 were unable to locate, 2 deceased, and 1 had a disability too significant to benefit from voc rehab. 1 was institutionalized, and then 6 closed unsuccessfully for all other reasons. Independent living, we serve 756 clients in all statuses. 211 were closed successfully, including 11 who moved into the voc rehab track. So sometimes that independent living gets a person some basic skills and confidence, and then they realize they really can go back to work, and so they go to the employment track. let's see, technology guidelines. We have a technology team. They've revised and reviewed and revised the guidelines, adding a section on services to independent living clients. We had an employment conference at the end of September. That was a very good workshop. We had topics on technology, social skills, diversity, being positive, self-employment, just to mention a few. We are working on getting the independent living tracking system into eForce. Right now it's just the voc rehab part, but we hope that by the end of January the counselors will be able to do their paperwork for independent living in eForce as well. Speaking to Daryl's question, the teachers, the Nebraska Center for the Education of Children Who Are Blind and Visually Impaired holds a fall conference for teachers of the visually impaired, which is now what they're called instead of vision teachers. They're okay. Using the acronym TVI, Teachers of the Visually Impaired. Okay. pardon me. Anyway, they always have a fall conference at Nebraska City. This year, several of us, Nancy Floral, Denise Rodericus, Amy Burrish, and I, presented about the commission and what our services are, what our approach is, how we work with children of all ages, and how we work with schools, especially in terms of the transition process. And then another small group, Nancy Floral, Connie Daly, and Carlos Servan, gave a presentation, a similar presentation. We didn't have quite as much time, but in Lincoln with the Lincoln Public School teachers. In Omaha, the Omaha staff, or some of the Omaha staff, meet on a regular basis with the Omaha Public Schools, the teachers of the visually impaired in Omaha Public Schools. So that education and communication is ongoing.
Oh, good.
It is a process. Interesting, at the Nebraska City fall conference, there was one newly certified woman to be an orientation and mobility instructor, you know, a certified O&M within the school system. And she had just come from Western Michigan University, which is a university that prepares many rehabilitation and special ed teacher professionals. She was actually told up there, oh no, you're going to Nebraska, they're terrible. They don't work with teachers at all. So, that's really sad that this occurs. We all recognize that on both sides, educators and rehabilitation, we need to communicate. We need to work together. The key goal has to be helping the child get educated and become a confident and competent adult. So, The sessions were really good and helped to clarify things that really were misconceptions. But mm-hmm. it's going to be an ongoing battle and job. We have a committee that's working on an independent living skills workshop for blind and visually impaired seniors that will occur in the spring. The May 4th, 5th, and 6th in Kearney. And so that should be a really good opportunity. Candy Larson, Cheryl Poff, Deanna Jesse, and Bob Deaton are working on that. There is a new state law that passed last session that requires any state agents, any agencies that are providing benefits to verify the legal status of non-citizens who apply for services. And so we've implemented that. We have electronic and hard copies of the documents that are needed for the counselors to do what we have to do. That's gone out to statewide. We had Winterfest in early November. 18 blind youth participated, and some of the reports back were very positive, saying it was one of the best ever, and the kids got a lot out of it. We're working on the final report for the 2009 Enrichment Foundation. That's a grant in Omaha that we fondly call PILBO, which helps us to provide mostly adaptive technology for people in independent living. The new grant application is due December 1st. Let me stop and take a drink. Apologize. We had been receiving $32,400 from Enrichment Foundation, and we've been informed that the next grant will be limited to $10,000. That's not relevant to the quality of our project. It's just that they don't have money anymore. I'm really sorry. Trying not to have a cold, and so that maybe if I stand, I can breathe better.
I'm sorry, Pearl, can you repeat the dollar amount from last year that we received?
It was $32,004.
Okay.
Center, everything's going really well. They're doing a great job in the center. Put together a successful newsletter that we had lots of good comments about. We do have 9 people right now and 6 new that are going to start, that started, and we've got others in line waiting to come to the center when they're ready and when the opening, so that's really good. We've had some really neat activities in the center, and I'm not going to go into that there in the thing. The big thing about the results of center training relates to the employment at present. 87.5% of clients that have finished training and schooling did achieve their employment goal. It's down a little, but with the economy the way it is, I think it would make sense. It's still something we're proud of. North Platte, just a couple things from each district. Counselors are working on organizing an employment class for their clients. They worked Winterfest. They're working with the Project Search, which is the joint venture between Rehab, which is the general agency, and us, and the school systems and a hospital. Angie Hoff gave a report on the Older Blind Program at the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska State Convention. Staff are working on filming the instructional materials for home teaching. That's going to be a really good asset. And we held the FYI for your independence group teaching in North Platte in September. In Omaha, we recently hired for the older blind counselor position. Cheryl Poff has taken that position. Filling her orientation counselor position is Kathy Brown Hollins, who transferred from Voc Rehab. Carol Jenkins was then hired to fill the Voc Rehab counselor opening, and she's currently in training. So we're really excited that we've got everybody in place and folks are moving into their new roles. Cheryl Poff's doing a great job of getting out and doing presentations about services for older blind. We've had increases of referrals. We've had staff that have recognized anniversaries, and I don't have all of them for the whole state, but just I was mentioned earlier in Omaha, we have John Schmidt has been with us for 20 years, and Elaine Kavulak and Cheryl Poff have both been with us for 10 years. The employment conference was in September. Job market's sluggish, but many of our clients have had interviews and working at it. We did have a consumer start with ConAgra from the home work at home program, and then we're still working on a project with West Corporation. Working on project search, the group home teaching sales is going on, and the group home teaching for youth TABS has also been active. And let's see, I already talked about the presentation with at Nebraska City, Lincoln. We've finished the GATE, the group home teaching in Lincoln, and that was very successful. The placement class worked on skills for networking, interviewing, and assessments. A number of companies came in to conduct mock interviews. UNL, Emeritus, St. Elizabeth's, Department of Homeland Security, TMCO, and Nebraska Lottery. Some of those folks are also going to come for a tour and the Thanksgiving dinner, which actually was this past week. We've had some internships and information being provided by counselors to different entities around town. Also, I mentioned the presentations at Lincoln Public Schools. Lincoln counselors are also going to attend group teaching available to blind and visually impaired students through Fremont Public Schools that we're serving. And Connie attended the project search training at St. Elizabeth's. That it's not started yet, but will probably be getting started. Interestingly, though, Lincoln Public Schools decided not to get involved with Project Search, but the Waverly Schools are interested. So St. Elizabeth's will probably still do it with us and Waverly. Larry Roos has been receiving training in work incentives and benefits counseling. That's something that will really help all of our staff be able to provide clients with information they need about whether to go to work, how working will impact their benefits, and so on. And it's a pretty involved area with a lot of detailed information to know. And other folks contract out for that. We've done that some in the past, but Larry has this interest, so we're helping him with the training he needs to be that expert for us. Older Blind Services, you'll know that we had contracted with Mississippi State University to complete the study about older blind services and needs in Nebraska. it was quite a process to get the reports finalized and to get them completed by Mississippi State, but that it did finally come to a completion, and we have the results. I'll just read you a few of the recommendations and results. All respondents of all surveys preferred services delivered individually. Referral to other services was most frequently reported service. We need to continue maintaining a log of individuals who contact us for information and referral, but who do not have cases open. This is a lot of work in the field is helping folks with those initial questions that they might have. A lot of people that contact us are not ready for services yet, either because they're just starting to lose vision or because they may already have lost a lot of vision but are hesitant to actually get services for the blind. And so sometimes it takes people a while to go through their own situation before they're really ready for services. Let's see. Participants who received services were overwhelmingly satisfied and speculate that those who declined services must have done so out of embarrassment or denial of their visual disability. And participants in all surveys primarily rely on their families for assistance. So we may want to take more look at persons who don't have family assistance to make sure they are able to live independently. And also we may want to look more closely at families and making sure families understand what kind of assistance is going to be the most helpful to their person in the future. And then respondents consistently suggested we expand advertising of commission services, and we are working on that right now. So those are just a few. I think it's a lot of it confirmed things that we already know, but it also helped to kind of strengthen our understanding of some of the things about blind services. Also, the report does support our decision to hire an additional person in Omaha. The number of older blind consumers in the greater Omaha metropolitan area can be expected to grow at a faster rate than the rest of the state. And of course, that's where the larger population is as well. So that was supported. Nebraska Business Enterprise, we've talked a lot about that already. Vendors are continuing to add Braille to the machines, especially the pop machines, get Braille labels. We did add a Census Bureau and a site at North Platte Truck Stop. And these other things were discussed already. Let's see.
A Census Bureau?
Yeah. They're opening a building to house the staff that work the census, which is going to be done in 2010 again.
Okay.
Let's see. We talked about that. Some of these are just meetings people went to. The state has required all employees, which includes individuals on per diems like you all and the board, to have either a direct deposit account set up for payroll, or if they didn't have it by the implementation date, they were automatically rolled in a payroll card program. But I believe Dave said that all of our people are set up with direct deposit. And Kathy works very hard. She's makes updates to the website, and we really do appreciate the comments from staff and from the public and commissioners. You notice something that we either hadn't noticed before or thought it got fixed, and turns out it didn't. So it's very helpful, and the website keeps getting better. Somebody had recently sent in a note about how hard it was to find the office in their own area. And so Kathy made some changes so that it's much easier when you're on the website to figure out where to go and how to contact services. And Mike gave us some really good suggestions as well. And over time, really all of you have. So that's never feel shy to give us ideas or to ask something.
Kathy, do you personally make the changes, or do you still have Nebraska.gov do it?
Nebraska.gov.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. The fixed assets is a very big project that Kathy does statewide, and that's has to be completed in August, so that was done. Let's see. Meetings, working on, and the whole surplus, when equipment doesn't work anymore, it has to, there's a whole process we have to go through. We can't just throw something out. And so Kathy does a good job handling that. Bill, of course, has worked very hard on the ERA stimulus funding, and making sure everything's processed, verified, and so on. NIS and Excel, we have to put all of our 2010 federal grants into that. We are now, of course, into the federal year 2010, and so that always has to be done at the beginning. We've been working a lot on the budget cuts. Budget is a topic later, but I will mention the governor signed the state budget with the reductions yesterday, so we can talk more about that. But that takes a lot of work as well. And then working on the contract proposal for state buildings, I just reiterate what Terry said, that was a lot of work, and a real team effort. And the training he put together, we worked together, of course, but he did a lot of work to make the often gibberish of how all the fiscal stuff works make sense. And so we'll be setting up another session. Placement Committee has been doing a great job, very active with the workshops, the placement conferences that we've had, and working with clients and assessing after the fact what impact the conferences are having for people. So that's been very good. And they're also working with Susan Rocker on a survey of counselors, what that's all about. We're also going to, the committee identified a very successful voc rehab counselor from New Mexico named Gladys Martinez, and she's going to come here in February and teach us some of her tricks and do some training for counselors. And the committee, they meet on an ongoing basis through the year, so they do a good job. Then also they look at other organizations and career and job fairs and look at what Department of Labor is doing. So it's a statewide effort, and it's a really good work on the part of that committee. That's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. Those are the highlights of what we've been doing this quarter. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, can I ask a couple questions?
Go for it.
One thing that just crossed my mind, just for my, you know, keeping my driver paid and so forth, and I know that, you know, it's all going to be directly into my account, but I'm wondering, you know, for the sake of getting my driver paid in a quicker fashion and stuff, rather than having to go through my bank account to see how much money was deposited so I would know how much to give that person for mileage and stuff, is there any way that I can, you know, buy, I have no problem with email or whatever, but, you know, so that I would know that it's X amount of dollars that I need to pay for my...
Sure.
You know, because
I would think the easiest way is that Kathy could email you when she makes that computation to let you know what... I mean, she could also send a copy of the form, or she could just send you an email with the line items, X amount for...
Right.
Travel, X amount for meals. And
yeah, that would be, I'd appreciate, I don't need, you know, anything fancy, just, Kathy, if you'd do that, I would really appreciate that, so I could.
Let's see if Kathy if has a better idea. Or
do you, Kathy?
I have the forms with me, the reimbursement forms.
So you could tell us already.
It just has the mileage on it, though.
Okay.
Now, Nancy, you'll have to supply your receipts for your meals that you incur.
Right.
And they'll be added to your form.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we can
figure that out. You know, if you just want to, I don't need to know today, but, you know, next week sometime, or even, you know, the week after Thanksgiving, if this next week's going to be a big
Is the main thing the mileage?
Yeah.
Because that she can tell each of you today.
That I can tell you right now.
Yeah. Like is, as in how much dollars is what
right.
I'm interested in. Okay, that would be...
I can tell you that.
That would be fabulous.
Okay.
And the other question I had, it was something that you mentioned, and I don't know if I kind of dozed through it or what, because I'm always interested. I don't know where my mind was, but all of a sudden I heard that something was happening in Kearney, and it kind of made me recall something that somebody had said, that there was going to be a convention in Kearney, and if I knew anything about it, because they know I'm on the commission board, and I said, no, but I would ask, and then I heard you mention that Candy Larson was going to do that. I want to know when that is, and I missed what is going to take place at that, because they called it a convention, and I wasn't sure.
Right.
You know. But as Daryl said, sometimes people get, you know, things that VIPS do and ACB and NFB and commission all, you know, jumbled together. So I wasn't sure that, but you did mention it. So
thank you. And I'll answer that in a minute. But I also wanted to say, when I was at the part that Fatosh had provided me, I was still having a lot of coughing issues. So I didn't go into as much detail about the different activities and the work they're doing. but the, and I think too with this one, I didn't say a lot. But the, in a sense, what we're planning for May is, I won't say a replacement, but sort of a parallel to the VIPS conferences that actually the agency started years ago, and it changed and got to be something different. But it's sort of like a VIPS conference. It is May. I'm trying to go to that.
It's the 4th, 5th, and 6th. I remember that.
Yeah.
It's in Kearney. Bob Deaton is back in the room. Do you want to speak to that a little bit, Bob, about that conference?
Well, you know, we've had 3 planning committees, you know, so far, and I think we pretty well discussed the tone that we want to set, you know. So Art Schreiber has been invited, and he has agreed to do the keynote address. So I'm pretty excited about that. He's quite a colorful guy, if you don't know him already. But, he is in Albuquerque right now. As far as the tone, you know, we had some discussion about what we want to include as far as workshops, you know. We could invite, we could set it up so that many things of particular interest to older consumers, not necessarily just older blind consumers, could be there. You know, for instance, it's been suggested that we have Medicaid sessions on Medicaid or other types of things that are not necessarily blindness related. And the what the committee felt like is, you know, while there, while that is important information for audit, another one, you know, those are kinds of things that should be of concern of to many people, not necessarily blind. And there are sources of information out there in the community where people can find that. But when it comes to blindness-related types of things, we really need to keep the focus on that, you know. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're really trying to keep this blindness focus. And am I answering the question?
Yes, so? I just was interested in, you know, it's going to be, am I understanding correct, more than for just seniors? Is that, am I understanding, or is it going to be just for basically senior blind people?
I think it's just for seniors, but I'm okay. Not sure we'll have people carded at the gate.
Show your AARP card.
So if you're 15 and you're blind, they're not going to worry about it. Okay. Mm. Okay, yeah, you did a good job, Bob. I just was curious because the lady I talked to said there was going to be a convention, and I didn't recall hearing anything about it before, and I told her that I would ask about it, and I had totally slipped my mind, and then when Pearl mentioned it, I thought, oh, okay, here's
Bob,
my opportunity.
Bob, you would suggest, go ahead.
Thank you, Bob. That tells me exactly what I need to know.
All right. Is that open to just clients or to any person that might want to attend?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think you would have to be a client to attend. Bob, do you?
Well, yeah. You know, that's the thing that I'm scratching my head over because, you know, there are some paperwork logistics. You know. Of course, you know, we can't spend money on non-clients, okay? Mm-hmm. But there are ways in which we can perhaps do things as part of a public education type of thing. If we need to, if we have to, we could set it up so everybody who registers is also signed up as an applicant for services, you know, accepted for services.
Oh.
That would be more work than I would want Comfort to do. You know? I need to get together with Pearl and Bill and figure out if there's a way we can use operational fund for the purpose of public education, because that's really what this is all about, you know. And we can use fund for that purpose, you know, for non-specific individual types of things that we do. For instance, brochures and promotional literature is part of our operational expense. And Pearl's hearing some of this for the first time. So I guess that's something we can discuss later.
Well, another thought I'll just add to that is that if somebody wants to go and pay their own hotel bill and their meals and such, I don't think that would be any problem.
Bob, you had suggested that Medicaid presentation might not be a good idea because blindness is strictly related and so on, which is probably true. And, of course, I'm not familiar with the Medicaid laws and so on, so I may be talking out of both sides of my mouth for no reason, which for me is not that uncommon. Well, it's true. Anyway, there are probably some things blindness related that Medicaid does cover, and that might be a good opportunity to say, all right,
What's that?
I said there may be some things that blindness related that Medicaid does cover, and that might be a presentation to be squeezed in some way.
I'm still not catching what the topic is.
With regard to the conference.
I understand
Medicaid. It suggested that you wanted to keep, didn't want a Medicaid presentation necessarily, keep it blindness related.
Right.
There are some things probably that blindness related that Medicaid might cover. And I don't know that to be the case, but there might be, and that might be a good presentation to include in the topic or have presented at the conference. What Medicaid does cover as far as blindness tools and so on and so forth.
Blindness related
devices.
Regulations and benefits as related to Medicaid.
Right.
Right. Or Social Security, for that matter.
Right.
You're right. There are blindness specific types of provisions in those kind of legislation. I guess that's true. You
know. Right. Whether they cover a closed circuit TV, a walking, I don't know, but that might be a, you know. Yeah. So.
The problem is, you know, you can be very broad.
True.
In terms of what you consider, because when it comes down to it, you know, almost anything that impacts us in our everyday life can be a topic of discussion from a blindness point of view.
True.
Like, for instance, exercise, you know, that on the surface doesn't necessarily mean that it's a blindness related topic, but you know, when you get older and particularly if you lose your vision too, you know, I think the lack of inactivity becomes a concern.
Right.
You know,
that's a good point.
And I do think that that is something we will include. You know, so I guess, you know, we've gone back and forth, you know, what do we feel is going, will be important to our, you know, important for the people who come, and we're going to have to make some decisions. You know,
right.
Maybe you're right. We should have a section on Social Security and other benefits, and we'll see where that goes. But the next committee meeting is going to be in January 26th, so I will definitely bring that up as a suggestion.
Okay.
I did want to make one more point, and that is, last week I was at the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind Fall meeting in Phoenix, and it occurred to me that we hadn't really discussed the idea of a board member going with me to that. But the spring meeting is in Bethesda the third week of April, and I think it would be good for the board to start considering. I know, you know, some of you have attended with me in the past, and we've discussed the value of that, especially the spring meeting. So if you would just be thinking about that and perhaps, you know, put it on the agenda for a future meeting.
I actually thought about it, Pearl, when I noticed your reservation in Phoenix. I thought, you know, we didn't discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about bringing it to, but I didn't bring it to anybody's attention. So.
Do you want to go?
No. Well, I shouldn't say no. I mean, if you ask me right now, do I want to go, the answer is no, but I'd have to give it some thought.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course, that's the same week as the ACB State Convention, too, so I have to keep that in mind. I think it's like, what, the 20th to the 23rd or something of April?
24th,
25th,
26th.
No, I'm at the NCSAB Convention.
Yeah, it's that same week.
Yeah.
So. But we don't need to go into the details of it now. Mm-hmm. I just wanted you to start thinking of it, because we don't necessarily even have all those.
Yeah, it's a very worthwhile thing. So I would encourage any of the other.
I was all set to go
last
April, and I backed out at the last minute. And good thing I did, because my uncle died, I wouldn't have been able to go anyways.
Okay.
Right now the food is coming in, and I have to pay for it, so we have that important. And I'm done with my report. Thanks.
Okay, I'll save my questions. Yes, go ahead.
Did you talk about Carol?
Okay. Both in terms of the Omaha and that she's in training now.
Okay, good. I was probably
dreaming.
Maybe somewhere.
I was coughing.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I think we'll go ahead and do our public comment real quickly, and then we'll move to lunch. So I'll open it up for
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Pearl, the TBI seminar that you guys went down to in Nebraska City and did presentation on the commission, was that the first one of these that you guys that's been held, or is this something that you guys go to annually?
It is not the first one that's been held. If you can hold that for a second, let me finish writing this check so these poor delivery guy can get going.
Are there other comments or questions not for Pearl?
Could I respond?
Sure. Please.
Okay. We actually, one of the things that, to kind of tie in with some of the questions that some of the board members had about our agency and the consumer groups and that a lot of teachers had those same types of questions. So we actually have had over the past 2 years a protocol in which we sat down and we laid out all of our misconceptions about each other and how we do things. Mm-hmm. And from there, we are developing kind of a best practices. Okay. And so part of this is to go to each other's training grounds and be able to kind of present about, in reality, what do we do, what is our paperwork, our just some of our approaches of what we do with students at different age ranges. And so we explained our independent living track and how we work with individuals to support and reinforce what school districts are doing, because we have that time after school to be able to go into the home and work with parents. Mm-hmm. And simultaneously to that, during the Fall Foliage Conference, they brought in Karen Wolf, who was talking about transition. And as a part of that, she reinforced that as educators, where they're kind of falling between the cracks, the students are graduating maybe academically, but not having the social skills mm-hmm. and exposure vocationally, and how it's important for all of us to work collectively and gather our resources so that we're really maximizing the potential and opportunities for students. But as a part of that presentation, she says that only happens if we build expectation in parents, expectations of their children from an early age. And so we're in the home after schools, and as a part of our programs, we invite parents and family members to be a part of that. We can help build that expectation. And so she really stressed that, and it also went along with what our presentation was about of working cooperatively. So we felt like this was the first opportunity was to mm-hmm. be able to hit as many of the vision teachers as possible. The fall conference is where most of the vision teachers come, but not all of them. And we do meet regularly in the Omaha district with the vision teachers in our territory. Okay. And so we've been trying to share that same information, that same presentation. It was streamlined a little bit for the Lincoln Public Schools because they were on fall break and were not able to attend. And then Carlos is going to be meeting with the North Platte District to find out who is or was or wasn't able to come, so that we can do a similar training to these other offices and other school districts.
Nancy, is that anything similar to what was done a couple of years ago when I think the Federation approached Sally and they had brought in Fred Schroeder and ACB brought in Paul Edwards? Is that the same type of workshop that was done down at the school? it had something to do with it. I know the teachers for the visually impaired were there.
I think that was an opportunity to educate teachers and teachers of the visually impaired about the consumer organizations and that. But this was all about our working relationships.
Okay.
Because I think for a while we were getting pretty territory. It got into who teaches or doesn't teach Braille and who teaches cane travel and what cane is used. And really as we all talked, and I think Pearl shared a little bit about a mobility instructor talking about her experience with her program in Wisconsin. She says, in reality, I have never had any negative experiences, but you know that isn't what's being communicated. And what we have to do is be addressing what the realities are. So as this, I guess it comes from this protocol as the best practices in the vision, teachers will have this, that during the ages of 0 to 3, we will be referring to the early intervention program, but can be a resource to support parents, introduce them to other blind and visually impaired children or parents of blind and visually impaired children, and just kind of list the different services that we can do to augment what the school districts are doing.
Madam Chair, Jeff Altman.
Yes.
I have a question direct to Pearl.
Yes.
Pearl, you mentioned about the governor has just signed in the new budget. As I understand from news reports, there's cuts going on pretty much throughout the state. Are we looking at any kind of significant impacts on direct services? And also, if there's anything that we and the consumer organizations can do to help as this progresses, we'd like to know so we can get involved.
Thank you. there is a budget update is our first topic after lunch.
Okay.
Are you going to be able to stay?
Yes.
Okay. If it's all right.
That sounds like a great idea.
And if I don't answer everything you said, remind me, Jeff.
Okay.
I'm sure he will.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is Susan Rocker.
Yes.
I know I'm probably the only thing standing between you and lunch, but
make it quick. We're hungry. No, I'm only kidding.
I will make it short. If I could just have a minute or two, I want to tell you about the organization that I'm here representing.
I work for the University of Missouri Region 7 TACE Center, T-A-C-E, which stands for Technical Assistance in Continuing Education. If you've been around the field for a while, you might have noticed by our old name, which was the Region 7 RCEP. Our purpose is to provide training and technical assistance to VR and services for the blind to help improve employment outcomes. We have a federal grant to serve Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. And I have just been with the center since May. I have a peer that concentrates a little bit more in Kansas and Missouri. A little bit more of my time is working in Nebraska and Iowa. And as you all go about your work, and I've also met with the folks from the organization, Pearl and her staff, if there is a need for training or technical assistance to help you accomplish the goals in the state plan or other initiatives that the organization is doing that relate to employment, keep us in mind in terms of a resource. And we have a small staff of trainers, but we can also hire consultants for specific topics. Asking doesn't necessarily mean it's a for sure thing. We do have a process in terms of getting it into our work plan, but we do want you to know that we're out there and available in terms of a resource. And just on a side note, I want to say it's fun to be back and working with the folks from this organization. I have worked in employment services for longer than I care to admit, but the last 12 years of working in employment services, I had my own employment organization here in Lincoln, and certainly enjoyed the relationship. We did contracting both with VR and with this organization to provide employment services. Most of the folks that we worked on collaboratively with NCBVI had a dual diagnosis of developmental disability and some type of either blindness or a visual impairment. So fun to be back working with this good group again, and just wanted you to be aware of who we are and what we do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I'd like to add that we're really delighted that Susan is working for the feds with the TACE Center now. She was a wonderful resource to us in some of her previous lifetimes for job coaching and consultation on employment issues. So she's a great resource, and we're happy to have you back.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. Okay. Any other public comments?
Just one more thing, Madam Chairperson.
Yes.
just a quick announcement. Please go to our Facebook site, Nebraska Center for the Blind. And you can see all the activities with pictures and videos there with our clients. And we are also connected to Twitter, so you can follow us on Twitter. And you all got our first newsletter, fall newsletter. I don't know, Mike, did you get it? I can't remember if you were on the list at that time.
I did get it.
Okay, great. And our second one is going to be getting out in January. And Julie, we would love to have an article from you.
Right. In fact, I had somebody suggest that to me, a member of the public that saw it on the website. Why don't you have a thing in their commission corner? So yes. Julie, that's your new task.
That's my new, well, you know.
And also,
you can delegate.
You know, you're a past.
Not in my direction. Thank you very much.
That's
you're a past center participant and you know, work with us. And so I think it will be great.
Yeah, I like the newsletters. Yes.
Did you take the pictures?
Actually, I took some of them, yes.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I don't know if they are up there because I'm not sure. We don't take all the pictures and we don't put all of them. But
I want to make sure they were in focus, though.
But there's definitely some of my pictures there that people took. So.
Julie?
Yes?
I have 8 questions in 23 parts.
They are going to have to wait.
That's the next public comment.
You know, and we're all around during lunch, so if anybody has questions, I'm happy to talk to you as long as you don't mind me eating while I talk to you.
So. Would you wear your crown during lunch?
And no, I'm not wearing the crown. And we will have more opportunities to chat.
It's during lunch.
Okay, we'll take a break for lunch.
Okay.